I guess also, too, I mean, a lot of people kind of look at this as really just a signal that has biologic implications and hopefully implications for the adjuvant setting. Hopefully it's going to have improvement in quality of life and metastatic disease, but I don't think that's sort of the final endpoint that we're looking for.
No, we think the results will be even greater in the adjuvant setting because, you know, first chemotherapy for metastatic disease is actually fairly late in the natural history of breast cancer if you start from the time the malignancy first develops. Even though our patients hadn't had chemotherapy for metastatic disease, 2/3 of them had had chemotherapy. 18% had had an anthracycline and a taxane. So these were not chemotherapy naive patients. They actually were much more advanced than the first line metastatic patients enrolled in trials a decade ago. We expect much greater activity in the adjuvant setting, and there's some recent laboratory data that really supports that in the adjuvant setting we're likely to see much greater activity.
Laboratory data, huh? Okay, tell me about the laboratory data.
You can cut this out, but need to see this. It's fascinating.
Okay, tell me about it.
So what they found was that at sites of future metastasis, the first cell type that populates a site of metastasis is not the cancer cell, but are bone marrow-derived circulating endothelial cells, and those are VEGF-driven.
What are they doing there?
They essentially are sent out as emissaries under circulating control of the cancer cells and is sort of to prepare the microenvironment for cancer cells to populate. And in animal studies, you can find these islands of bone marrow-derived VEGF receptor 1 positive circulating progenitors that land at sites of future metastasis several days before tumor cells arrive. And if you do the study in transgenic mice that don't have the VEGF receptor 1, or you block the VEGF receptor 1, you dramatically decrease the population of these bone marrow-derived progenitors, and you dramatically decrease metastasis. It's absolutely fascinating.
Wow, that's interesting.
It would give further support that this might have even greater activity in an adjuvant setting.
Hmm.